Now we're going to talk to a 21-year-old so-called financial activist and a youth ambassador from originally from Whangarei. It's part of our series sparked by the YWCA's inaugural Y25 list, which celebrates 25 young women under 25 who are future leaders in their fields. Erihapiti Edwards joins us on the line now from Auckland. Hello there.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Good. Nice to talk to you today. I'll give you a small warning that we are due to cross to the Prime Minister's media conference in a few minutes' time, so I apologise in advance if we have to leave this conversation quickly. Sure. Congratulations. You must have been delighted when you heard that you'd been named on this list.
Thank you. Yeah, I was actually in Miami, Florida when I found out, so it was a lot. I was actually pretty shocked, but yeah, it was a huge, huge honour to be included on the list with so many amazing Wahinipawa.
Did you make a decision at some point in your life that you wanted to do more, that you wanted to be a leader, that you wanted to make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I always talk about is that, you know, I don't really come from the conventional model of success. So, you know, I was raised by my great-grandma. My mum was really young when she had me. And I think when you're introduced to life with those circumstances, you know, there's always going to be people who say, hey, like, that person might not succeed in life. And, you know, from a very young age, I was hearing all these, you know, conversations, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go out into the world, I'm going to be me, and I'm going to have fun doing it.
And so tell us a bit about your path. What are you doing now, and how did you get there?
Sure. So my background is actually in financial services. So I started working for Deloitte when I was 18. Over the past couple years, I have been overseas. So I have worked in Colombia, in South America. I spent a lot of time over in Asia. And I most recently been in the US, so I've only just been back in the country for about a week now.
And doing what?
So in Colombia, I was an intern, so I got the Prime Minister Scholarship. I was a international relations analyst, and my job was to help scale the company overseas and forge international relationships in the global market. My time in Asia, I was a New Zealand youth delegate and an ambassador for New Zealand. So that program was essentially about engaging with Asian economies through their business people, their executives, their diplomats. And I guess essentially it was just another opportunity to represent New Zealand. And in the US, I was originally supposed to be studying to get into college. But unfortunately, coronavirus changed a few people's plans, so back in New Zealand now.
Did you have your eye on a particular college over there?
Yep. My first choice is Harvard, and my second choice is Stanford. But, I mean, any Ivy League and good school, I'd be more than happy to get into.
What do you want to study?
So my biggest passion at the moment is international affairs, so if I could study international affairs and economics, that would be great.
You talked about representing New Zealand. I guess also when you stand up there, you're representing young people and young Māori people, young Māori women. It's quite a few, quite a bit of weight to have on your shoulders. Do you feel that weight?
Yeah, it definitely is. But at the same time, you know, it's a huge privilege as well.
You've done some mentoring for young people in your time. Tell me about that. What do you get out of that? And presumably they get a lot out of it too.
Yeah, so basically financial literacy is one of the most important skills that anyone can have. It is, however, one of the skills that we are taught enough of in school. So being introduced to the financial services sector when I was 18, you know, fresh out of high school, I began to learn and model the skills that I was essentially learning in the workplace, and I wanted to share it. So, I mean, it was a really peer-to-peer thing, and it was achieved through, you know, mainly word of mouth, and it was based on concern. So these were skills like how to budget, how to navigate, you know, the treacherous territory of student loans, the tumultuous temptations of credit, you know, basic investment advice, general accounting resources. You know, it's something that I'm still working on, but it was essentially because of the need that I saw in the community.
And were you able to do something of value there? Were you able to give people advice that they could use and that would, you know, actually change their approach to financials?
Yeah, sure. So there was a lot of young people that, you know, they weren't sure if they were right for university. You know, they wanted to study certain things that they couldn't think that they could quite do, which, you know, I've been there, I've been in those shoes. So, you know, being able to mentor them and being like, hey, that you actually can pursue those paths, I guess that was my impact that I could share with them, and that was really special.
So do you feel like you're on hold a bit at the moment then? You had a plan to go and get into college in the US, but presumably that is sort of on ice. How will you spend the next few months?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. So at the moment, I'm currently focused on developing an education platform. There's currently more than 72 million children that don't have access to education. And so basically right now, I mean, I'm just going to keep studying. I'm going to keep working on that platform. But yeah, I mean, essentially everything I do, it's always led by the people, you know, for the people.
Do you have an idea of what you want to achieve in the long term?
In the long term, still deciding, but you know, I'm really interested in things, again, like international affairs, maybe a bit of diplomacy. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be in that realm of things.
And what about this this list that you've just been named on? Obviously, there's a thrill of being on the list, along with some other incredible wahine tour, but what does it mean to you, and how do you hope to sort of make the most of it?
Yeah, so the YWCA, they're an incredible organization. You know, they challenge the gender quo. They're all about the well-being and development of young women all across Aotearoa. And so being involved in the network, you know, I even have some friends that are actually on the list. It's incredible. It's amazing. It's great to be around people who are passionate about leadership and, you know, women's leadership in general. And so what I hope to get out of it, you know, it always comes back to relationships. If I can, you know, have at least a couple solid relationships that come from this, then I'm happy.
Great. Sounds like you have huge things ahead of you. Thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us today. Really appreciate it. And we will remember the name, Eri Hapiti Edwards.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well done. Nice to talk to you.